Good morning. Welcome to Daily Life Psychology, a section of the podcast Act in the Lab. I would like to start this section just by introducing the definition of psychology. Now I ask you, what is psychology and how do we study it? We can define psychology as a mental control to operate in the context and for the world to obtain what is wanted and refuse what is not. Psychologists will study the differences between species. We already know that psychology is such a young science, and it must be a science because we can share knowledge as results, and information can be discussed and proven by various people in the scientific community. Hence why it follows a few methods, such as laboratory studies with or without animals. We will see that in another episode, in which a theory produces an hypothesis that is proven under controlled conditions to reduce bias. The results obtained must be, of course, replicable and should be applied widely. Now, another method would be doing field experiments, in which a theory produces an hypothesis that is proven in natural environments with less control and is not that replicable and widespread. Another way would be the correlational model, in which they evaluate the relationship between variables, and it's just an analysis method. Then we have behavioral observation, in which behavior of interest must be well described in advance. Observation methods must be reliable and representative, and approach single cases of group behavior. Lastly, we have self-reports and questionnaires that are data from self-knowledge or introspection. It's tricky because reliability relies on methodological design and representative sampling.
I hope you liked this episode. See you next time.